The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered Jericho and was going through the town when a man whose name was Zacchaeus made his appearance. He was one of the senior tax collectors and a wealthy man. He was anxious to see what kind of man Jesus was. But he was too short and could not see him for the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to catch a glimpse of Jesus who was to pass that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and spoke to him. "Zacchaeus, come down, hurry, because I must stay at your house today." And he hurried down and welcomed him joyfully. They all complained when they saw what was happening. "He has gone to stay at a sinner's house," they said. But Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to the Lord, "Look, sir, I am going to give half my property to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody, I will pay him back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek out and save what has lost." The Gospel of the Lord. For the Son of Man has come to seek out and save what was lost. It is often easier for another person to see what is wrong with us or not good about the situation in which we find ourselves. We may have a feeling that something is not quite right, a nagging conscience, a gut feeling, or just a hunch. But it is largely as a result from the reaction or intervention of another person that this is confirmed. One thing many of us lose from time to time is peace of mind, of trust in God, in doing our own thing rather than relying on God. This is clearly expressed in the first reading of the Book of Wisdom. We heard that God seeks us at all times, and little by little, therefore you, God, correct those who offend. You admonish and remind them of how they have sinned, so that they may abstain from evil and trust in you. Responding to God in faith is also expressed by St. Paul in his letter to the Thessalonians, when he stated that the power of God will fulfill all your desires for goodness. It is goodness that is of God. For God created the world, and it was good. And when God created human beings, he saw that it was very good. When entering Jericho, Jesus looked up to the sycamore tree and saw not what everybody else saw. A man who was not good in their eyes, a tax collector, a person known to all, who was basically ripping them off by adding a charge to the hated taxes he was collecting for the Roman occupiers. No, Jesus saw a person with a name, an individual being, who, like all of us, was created very good by God. Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus, as this was this person's name, and he did not hate him like the other people. But instead, Jesus invited himself to stay at Zacchaeus' home, meaning not only the place where he lived, but also meaning that Jesus wanted to be in Zacchaeus' heart and soul. We also heard in the first reading of the Book of Wisdom that, yes, God, you love all that exists. You hold nothing of what you have made in abhorrence. For had you hated anything, you would not have formed it. And how, had you not willed it, could a thing persist? How be conserved if not called forth by you? And as had happened in the distant past, is happening now, will happen in the future, and happened in Jericho some 2,000 years ago. Zacchaeus is no longer there, nor is Jesus. The tree, however, is. In fact, I saw it myself only a few months ago with the seminary when we made a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Therefore, I am certain of the truthfulness of this meeting between Jesus and Zacchaeus at this place, where the sycamore tree is to this very day a silent witness. I am also certain, in faith, that as Jesus stayed in the home of Zacchaeus on earth for a limited period, now Zacchaeus is staged in the home of Jesus in heaven forever and ever. And so shall we, if we do likewise. Do, like Zacchaeus, respond to God who seeks us and stay with the church that helps us with the sacraments. Do, like Zacchaeus, respond to God who seeks us and go to a place where Jesus is really present, most so by attending Holy Mass. Do, like Zacchaeus, respond to God who seeks us and acknowledges our sins when they occur and ask God for forgiveness, repent, make restitution and payment, that is, go to confession. And having turned back to God, do as St. Paul prays for us to do. Complete all that you have been doing through faith, because in this way the name of our Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified in you and you in him.